Gigig Bizarre Show, episode 29. It's December 7 on a Wednesday, 2016. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, welcome to the show. And we haven't been, we were out for a while, and then we came back last week after the holidays, and then this week we're back again. And it's a special, a day to remember, right, Ray?
Yeah. It is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day 2016 in the United States of America. And for y'all that don't know, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is a time to remember the attacks on Pearl Harbor in 1941. The day is observed annually in order to honor the 2,403 victims who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack so many years ago. President Franklin Roosevelt called the unprovoked attack on Pearl Harbor a date which will live in infamy, and a famous address to the nation delivered 75 years ago, Wednesday after Japan's deadly strike against the U.S. naval and military forces in Hawaii. Yeah. So that's also, so on December 8th is when they invaded the Philippines, isn't it, Maynard?
Oh, the next day? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the next day after Pearl Harbor. They hit the Philippines and
mm-hmm. Yeah,
a bunch of other countries.
Yeah, really sad. It's a day of. I've been to Hawaii before, and I've seen the Pearl Harbor part where, you know, the one of the boats was there. Which boat was there? That was.
I think it's the Arizona.
Arizona, yeah, it was sunken. It's kind of sad at looking down in the water that you see it, and it's one of those things that in history that really changed everybody's lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so guys, forgive us for the audio because Ray and I are in remote right now, and because we're still going to be busy in the whole next few weeks or so. A little bit of updates from us. I just came from California, and I went to my uncle's funeral. Actually, it was really abrupt. I had to leave like last Sunday and come back today, this morning. And then it was sad, but you know, it was like a, you know, celebration of life, because he's now in peace. And also, one of the things that I did was to I went to the Facebook thumbs up. You see that? Did you see that that post that I sent? It's the,
yes,
thumbs up
thing. I see that you went to Facebook thumbs up, but you didn't go to the San Francisco Eagle.
No, I can't. It's not. It's really far. I don't want to pay like $5 to go in town. Okay.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And then, how about you, Ray? What did you do?
I made red velvet cupcakes. That's about all I did last weekend.
Was that for the party? That was for the party last Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for last Saturday. The one that
for
you
last Saturday.
Attend. So I made those for you to eat, Maynard.
Oh, really? I ate some. I ate one. All the other bears ate a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so right now we do have a big show for you guys. It's lots of stories that were posted on the Facebook page on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And, let's go for the first story. I guess I should take this one because this...
You take that one. I want to take the next gay.
All right. The first gay is Russian MPs say FIFA 17 is gay propaganda. So some members of Russia's parliament have sent a letter to the state communications oversight agency alleging FIFA 17's support of a recent LGBT-friendly initiative in England breaks Russia's gay propaganda law. And it's not about dudes kissing. Well, it's not explicitly. As the Guardian reports, last month, England's Premier League ran a weekend campaign called Rainbow Laces, where players across one of the world's most popular sporting competitions would wear rainbow-colored laces on their boots in support of lesbian, gay, bi, and trans players and fans. Because this was in the game, and because that's literally EA Sports motto, FIFA 17 joined in and offered an entire rainbow-themed kit free for download. That's nice. Yeah. This has upset some Russian MPs. The country's infamous 2013 gay propaganda law prohibits propaganda of non-traditional sexual relationships being available to minors. FIFA 17 being an all-ages sports game is available to minors. And despite this being a tiny and optional update to the game, has some calling for drastic changes to the game itself. So every state has its internal laws and order. They need to be obeyed, according to them, you know. Former Olympic gold medalist Irina Rodnina said. A communist party MP, meanwhile, has argued that EA need to introduce changes to their programming code or the age classification of this information product. So what's good about this is that it's kind of a silent protest, that having those laces in your shoes are good enough to show your support. And, you know, it's to hell with gay propaganda. I mean, what if you do have colored laces or rainbow laces? What do you think, Ray?
I think it's just laces.
It's just laces. Yeah, they're laces, right? They have laces, right? Okay. Yeah, it's sad that they still have that. I mean, when will that even be repealed, that gay propaganda law? I mean, it will take a long time for
us. I don't know. It'll probably get instituted here once Trump's in place and Russia comes and takes over our government.
Yeah, that's probably the possibility. But we'll see what happens.
Once Putin is the president of the U.S., it'll probably be enforced here too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since Trump likes Putin a lot. Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it. Mm-hmm.
So.
Probably do that. Okay, Ray, let's go to your story about ghosts.
This is a gay / bizarre / these motherfuckers crazy article. The article is entitled, 85% of gay people are possessed by ghosts, paranormal researchers claim. By a gaggle of paranormal researchers say they've discovered the root cause of homosexuality. It's not genetic. It's not the result of childhood trauma either. It's ghost. According to its website, the Spiritual Science Research Foundation is a world leader in spiritual research. In a new article titled Symptoms of Ghost Affecting or Possessing a Person, the group claims that an astounding 85% of gay people are possessed by ghostly entities. The main reason behind the gay orientation of some men is that they are possessed by female ghosts. The article claims, and it is the female ghost in them that is attracted to other men. Conversely, the article continues, lesbian men is the result of women who suffer the presence of male ghosts in them. The ghost's consciousness overpowers the person's normal behavior to produce homosexual attraction, the article explains. Spiritual research has shown that the cause for homosexual preferences lie predominantly in the spiritual realm. So, what about these 15% of gay people that ain't possessed? Why are they gay? I'm asking you, Maynard, why are they not gay?
Oh, they're not gay. I don't know.
They're not possessed. I mean, most gay men are possessed by the D, but...
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, all in all, I just think that these researchers are, they're just guessing. I don't even know if this is a real article, right? That gay people are really women inside and lesbians are men inside.
Men are gay is because they're possessed by female ghost.
And yeah, and the vice versa. Lesbians are really
Although
women.
A lot of gay men say they're channeling their inner black diva. So there are a lot of dead black women that are possessing gay men, I do believe. So
I just think it's really absurd. I don't know. That is for people. How about people who don't believe in this? or because they're talking about spiritual researches and stuff like that, and I don't know. I don't see any shred of truth on this one, Ray. So I don't know.
Well, I think next week maybe we ought to videotape me doing an exorcism of you.
Okay, and extract the gay in me.
See if we can get the gay ghost out and make you straight.
Yeah, that's right. You have to replace it with a straight ghost.
Now, once you get the ghost out, there's nothing. You'll be straight.
Oh, okay. Straight to the next cock.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the geek Ray. Okay, this is Ray's article, and I want to read this because I have something to say about this. This is so wrong.
I'm talking about this article because the fans got to be on.
Yeah.
Even if it's 32 degrees outside, the fans got to be on.
Right. I sure hope not. I want a jet engine ceiling fan hanging in my bedroom, according to the article. It goes Gizmodo. Global warming promises to make the summers more and more unbearable. Instead of precariously balancing an air conditioner in your window, imagine how cool you'd be standing underneath a jet engine ceiling fan. Styled after the turbine fans used to suck massive amounts of air into jet engines made by companies like Pratt and Whitney, these ceiling fans don't spin as fast or move as much air as the real things do. That's a good thing, yeah. Your bedroom probably already looks like the aftermath of a natural disaster without the help of a tornado-generating machine. With a price tag of around $3,000, these custom creations from Piter Images are certainly more expensive than the ceiling fans at your local Home Depot. But aviation enthusiasts will probably be happy to shell out that kind of money to have one of these hanging over their heads. And I choose life, Ray. I do not want any of these in my ceiling because what if it breaks? You die. It's so fast, it could probably slice you up. Remember your...
I don't think they're that fast. I think they just look like a jet engine and they probably circulate a little bit more air than a normal ceiling fan, but I don't think they're all that deadly.
All right. How about this friend
I'm sure Mike would love it.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably more indirect air would be nice. Make the atmosphere cooler, but not necessarily directly. But you know, I have there's a friend of mine who was, I was having sex one time, and then the guy stood up and hit his head on the fan, so it really hurt. Probably had a concussion. So the question is, I'm getting a middle finger here. The question is, wouldn't it be more dangerous with these kind of fans? It's really deadly to have these.
Well, I think if you have these kind of fans, you can't be having guys sitting on top of you and riding you in the bed, unless you got really tall ceilings. Because these won't be like normal fans. I think this would probably knock part of your head off. So
yeah, like exactly my point. It is dangerous. I don't want anything.
But maybe it comes with a cage around it, so it can't do that. So
yeah, there are some. There are some fans, I had a picture of it before, but it's a fan that, you know, it's enclosed and it's really fancy. It's really nice. So if this jet engine turbine fan has some kind of cage, it would be a little bit more safer, I guess.
I just hope it's quieter.
I don't think so. I doubt it. If it's going to be a jet engine, it has to be whirring so fast.
I don't think so.
I wonder if you know that friend of mine. That Okay, Ray, let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, the bizarre this week. Bishop claims to make men's penises larger by massaging them with his hands. Well, if you massage any man's penis with your hand, it makes it larger usually. So there is truth in advertising. Mm-hmm. Guyanan preacher Daniel Oberman has been filmed performing a ritual where he moves around a full room of men, grabbing them each by the crotch. In some cases, he will keep hold of their penises and give them a little shake. Graciously, he also offers to massage women's breasts in order to enlarge them too. In a scene broadcast on his own channel, Oberman TV, the bishop says, "If you do not like the looks of any part of your body, come to me. What do you have? What do you want that I can offer? If you want a big buttocks, I can do that for you. If you want big breasts, I can help. If you have a small man head, I can change them all when I come to the spiritual realm." Bishop Oberman, who founded the International God's Way Church of the Asante region of Guyana, that explains a lot.
Ghana
has been Ghana has been criticized for his controversial practices before. This is probably the same dude that keeps messaging from Guyana wanting to be my sub-boy. Mm-hmm. In August, he was filmed whipping teenagers while accusing them of being sexually promiscuous. He is now facing charges over the incident.
Okay, do you think this guy is gay and he's just trying to, or he,
I
or.
think this man, I think he just likes to fill people up.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
think he likes, I think he might like go both ways and likes touching body parts.
Yeah, there's no other reason why you want to grab somebody's crotches.
Well, there's a lot of reasons you'd want to grab somebody's crotches,
Yeah.
but if you're a man of God, I don't see what that's part of your job.
Or you could be a president-elect who grabs people by the pussy.
Let's see, exactly.
Yeah,
But
okay.
he's still not a spiritual leader.
He's a leader
He's a
right
leader,
now.
so
Leader-elect.
supposedly.
Anyway, so going back to this article, it's really, it should have been a gay article. I was thinking it kind of sounds gay. We could have put it in the
But
gay
it's also
section.
very bizarre.
It's very bizarre that you would use
Magana is
religion.
also where all these guys hit you up to try to get all your information to send them money too. So he's probably got those teens he was beating. He's probably beating them because they wasn't earning him enough money on the internet.
Yeah, most probably. Yeah. So it's what do you guys think, guys? Would you like to be touched by this preacher so you could enlarge your penis? Just if you want to enlarge your penis, just go to this guy and have yourself be touched.
Or better yet, if you're a chaser, come to me and let me lay hands on you and see if it helps.
That's right.
Because I am a priest.
Yes, that's right. Ray is a priest.
I
That's
might not
right.
be a bishop, but I'm a priest.
That's right. Ray's a big priest. All right, I guess that's the show for tonight, guys. If you want to email us, send your emails to show at gaygeekbazaar.com.
And special thanks for ZR for the great articles on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com, Gay Geek Bazaar.
Yeah.
Or you can even call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. So even if you can't send us a Christmas card because you're cheap, you can still call us and wish us Merry Christmas and we'll play it on the show.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, that Ray, that's Caesar. Caesar. Like Hail
Caesar.
Caesar. Caesar.
Caesar.
Okay.
Caesar.
Taser. Okay. So
Caesar.
also yeah, send us a voicemail. We haven't heard from you. We haven't heard from anyone since we've a few episodes in now. Okay, so call us and then follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, facebook.com/ gaygeekbazaar. And we are also on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys later. Bye.